Rule number 12, we make our best friends giggle. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures, everybody!
Wow.
What the heck is up, fam? How are we feeling?
Familia.
We're feeling good. We're feeling lively. What are we doing? We're doing Kiss and Boo 2.
The dose.
How did we feel about 1?
I don't remember.
I don't remember a thing I said.
I also was like, okay, we did this movie.
Yeah.
Jacob Elordi. Okay, I got that. I remember it. And I was so glad because this movie begins with a previously on.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank God.
Thank you for that.
I was about to rewatch our episode to remember how I felt about it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to forgive me, honestly, Guilty Horrors. You may have a better memory than me, but I believe that we thought that the first one was kind of a toxic relationship.
Yeah, because he was angry. He was just pissed at the world like teenage boys are.
Yeah, it was a Twilight type of like Edward relationship where it's just like, you shouldn't be doing anything.
Yeah.
You should only be here loving me.
And then this one is a toxic relationship in a different way.
Hey.
We'll get into that. We love it. We love to see it.
We love it.
Jacob, we're talking about The Kissing Booth 2.
Yeah.
We're talking about Jacob Elordi.
Yeah, we are.
Joey King.
Yeah.
MVP.
I was going to watch this movie at home, and Maggie's like, what are you watching? Kissing Booth 2? And then she like walks out, and then she turns away. She's like, wait, is that Jacob Elordi?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And then she like bites her, and I'm like, yeah. And she's like, I'll be right back.
I need to say this just to get it out. This movie is about Jacob Elordi versus other hot version of Jacob Elordi. I was going, damn, what is it that, because it's not that he, what is it between these two? And I realized what it was. Jacob Elordi, little eyes, big chin jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
MVP,
big eyes. Yeah, small.
Little mouth jaw.
Yeah.
They're inverse triangles of each other's faces.
Yeah,
they should kiss.
Huge eyes.
Maybe
if you want to see him kiss, watch Royal Red, White, and Royal Blue.
Yeah.
That's
our boy Marco. Is in that as well.
Yeah.
There you go.
The Kissing Booth 2, the Netflix hit, is back for the second installment of Joey King's love escapades.
What is a hit when it comes to Netflix? What is that? I want to know.
Yeah, who measures it?
Who measures it than Netflix?
Who watches The Watchmen?
Yeah, I would love to be a Watchman. Oh my God. I want to see what this counts for. Like, how many people are actually tuning into The Kissing Booth?
I think it's a phenomenon.
I'm sure.
A lot.
Yeah, you think so?
I'm going to look it up, though.
I'm telling you, Netflix, like, rating and watch reviews is being held in the deepest of vaults. Safest of states. We will never know the truth.
But they, like, I've like, listened to podcasts, and they're saying, like, if we showed you what they were, you'd be like, oh, I can't even bring in my mom to watch this.
Doc,
like, damn near.
It was, the other week was they spent all this money on, it's escaping me what they spent all this money on, but the number one movie was Moses, about a Bible story. Mm. The fucking Christians did it.
Yeah, they go hard.
They go hard on their Netflix Christian movies.
If we wanted to be successful, we
do
would get real religious,
yeah, yeah.
Real clean, real fast.
Absolutely. Mm.
I'd rather die.
I'm not against it.
Yeah.
I'll baptize?
Get baptized.
Yeah, but do you know what being baptized is? Is a grown white man holding you underwater.
Longer than you'd like to.
Against your will.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get brainwashed real quick in there.
Oh, yeah. Literally washed.
So The Kissing Booth 2, the Netflix hit. I watched this on Netflix. Oh, wait, I fucking couldn't because Netflix is stupid password sharing bullshit.
Yeah.
I use Maggie's sister's family account because I don't give, because honestly, Netflix sucks right now.
Whoa.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. Netflix, your content is garbage.
Where?
Step it the fuck up. You raised your prices and now you're not letting me share a password.
Yeah.
So I didn't even finish the Scott Pilgrim series, which made me sad. Because it kicked me out. So then every time I watch something, I have to say, I'm on vacation. And then poor Andrea has to stop what she's doing in her life.
Zachary.
And I'm in the middle of a rant.
Yeah.
And she has to go in and she has to go in her email and say, yes, you're on vacation. And then I get a window where I get to watch this shit.
Hey,
and then it bumps me again.
I was trying to stop you because this happened long ago. Long, long ago, they stopped password sharing.
I know. And I'm
why are
with
you
it.
Just catching up to this?
Because it hasn't affected me.
Yeah,
there's
still
nothing
annoying.
That matters on Netflix.
Yeah.
You're just now trying to sign into Netflix?
So you didn't watch Love is Blind?
I have not. We got again,
okay,
we got the week pass and yeah, we slammed it. We inhaled it. Yeah. Like Kelsey in her, as a 16-year-old.
There you go, Zach. You fucking nut. I love it.
Yeah.
We railed that shit.
Yeah.
But I have not watched Netflix, I feel like, for 4 months? How long has it been?
Yeah, it's unfortunately not even my first pick most of the time.
What is?
Hulu. I'll go on Hulu because Hulu has the certain episodes of things that happen on the next day.
I'm an HBO Max girly.
HBO Max is first?
It's Max, but no one can with a straight face say that Max is their favorite because they're called Max now.
If you're a docs girl, if you like Unscripted and in that world, I think it could be your favorite because they be slamming them.
It's okay. Well, let's get into the movie.
Let's come here and do our job.
That's a good point. Because I do love Kissing Booth 2 is very clearly in the middle of the Elordi renaissance.
Yes.
You can see Kissing Booth 1 happened, then Kissing Booth 2, his agent was like, I can give you a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kissing Booth 2 follows Joey King as?
Joey King.
I don't know.
No, what the fuck is her name?
Kissing.
Max.
No, it's L. Because her real name is Ellen, and I think that's hilarious to name your lead teenage girl character Ellen.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
When's the last time you met a baby Ellen?
Right? I've never met a baby Ellen.
No.
Never. I don't know any Ellen. Excuse me. I don't know
Jared
any Ellen.
Just vomited.
I vomited, at the thought of a young Ellen.
I think DeGeneres ruined it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, she was like our leading lesbian too. She really fucked us.
That's gonna suck. That's gonna suck for the next generation. There's gonna be no Ellens for a while.
Yeah, there's gonna be no Ellens. Wow, and no you're right. JKs.
Yeah. JKs.
She always brings it back to Harry Potter.
Oh, God.
I thought my own joke was so funny.
Oh, God.
Who names their kid JK?
Yeah, nobody's gonna be named Hermione or
Hermione.
Hermione or Ron or Harry for a while. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That
go
is,
on.
I. You are so right that we will not meet an Ellen.
Yeah.
For the next 40 years.
If your name's Ellen, how old are you?
Yeah. How old are you?
Drop in the comments.
Yeah, please.
You're an adult.
And do you like it? I met a girl. She's not white, and her name is Karen.
I swear to God, we'll get into the movie in
and
a second.
And she changed her initials to. Yeah. She like goes by Kate, like her initials now, because she was like, I refuse to be called Karen.
Yeah.
That's
and she did it as an adult, which I was like, you can really just like do that. You're a fucking adult.
Yeah.
What if I came tomorrow and I was like, my name is fucking Leaf Skull.
Yeah.
And you will call me Leaf Skull.
Yeah. You can literally go to the court and pay $300 and get your name legally changed.
Go us. Yeah. Go adulthood.
Yeah.
That's not a baller, didn't it?
Yeah. If your name is Ellen and somebody calls you L, do you correct them to Ellen?
Never.
No, you don't. You're just you like go, oh, you do not love you. The name Ellen that much. Is
the teacher
what I'm
calls out
to
Ellen,
at.
And you're like,
there's one Ellen listening right now who is
livid.
Like, get me out of here. I didn't ask for this.
Yeah, Blander. No, you didn't ask for this. Your parents love the name.
Yeah,
congratulations to them, but not to you at all.
Yeah. My buddy lost his virginity to an Ellen, and even as kids, I was like,
was she 46?
That's a grandma name.
Yeah.
I mean, you married a Margaret. Which I love, by the way.
Right, but you call her Maggie. Hello, my name is Margaret.
I actually call her Margaret. Do you realize that? I call her Margaret.
There you go.
I call her Margaret.
Sounds like Hagrid. You still love J.K. Rowling.
Well, if your
Don't
name...
Don't point at me.
If your name is Ellen, you may be the star of Kissing Booth 2.
There it is. We got back.
This movie picks up right where our first movie left off, so much so that they give you a previously on, which I had forgotten, so let me catch you up to speed.
Yes.
Okay, L is best friends with some guy.
Lee. Who is little brother too.
Jacob Elordi.
Elordi.
So you got L and Lee, Jacob Elordi, sitting in a tree, K-I-S-I-N-G. It's a booth.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to stop before it quit on my head because that was really good.
I was
good.
Hoping you were kind of going to keep going, but also kind of like you're
just so shocked by the fact that you
really couldn't believe it that it kept going.
So in the first movie, L and Lee are BFFs. Every year they do a kissing booth at their school for a fundraiser, which turns into a total makeout sesh.
Every time.
Elle accidentally makes out, with Lee's older brother, Jacob Elordi, who's oh so hot, but he's a bad boy. He's intense. They have an up and down. Lee is upset that she's his best friend, platonic best friend, mind you, is hooking up with her brother, and it's like torn between your best friend and the hot older brother.
Wait, did he have a crush on her, by the way?
We just touched hands.
I don't think he did. I think in the first one, Lee did not have a crush on Ellen. They've always been best friends.
Okay.
But he always wanted, he was jealous of his older brother.
Together. I mean, come on, man.
That's, yeah.
He was more mad at Elle. He was like, you can't fucking date my brother.
Which, by the way, so true.
Yeah.
Don't. Yeah. Okay, unless it's Jacob Elordi,
my brother is Jacob Elordi, I understand.
So this movie picks up where it left off. Jacob Elordi's going off to college. Elle is still in high school, but they're trying to make the long distance thing work, and it's tough. And Elle likes him so much that
he goes to Harvard.
She doesn't even know how to text him back because it hurts too much. But then, okay, Elle is like, am I going to go to Berkeley with my BFF Lee, or am I going to try and get into Harvard with my hottie Jacob Elordi? The only two colleges that movies seem to know about for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So then she's like, well, one's a state school, one's not. I'm going to have to raise a lot of money. This plot is so dense. I'm not even beginning to get through it.
The first one as well. I remember that the first one also had an extremely dense plot.
I want everyone to take a deep breath because we are on the first tenth of the plot, okay?
Not even close.
She decides, I'm going to need to get into Harvard to hang out with my hottie Bobadi. I'm also realizing that this is the most plot-heavy and plotless movie I've ever seen in my life simultaneously, because scene to scene, nothing's happening. But when I'm describing it, lots happening. Yeah. Okay, so she wants to get in to Harvard, which means she's going to have to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
How is she going to raise money? Well, what if I told you that Lee and Elle love playing Dance Dance Revolution?
We saw that in the first one.
It is their favorite game, but then they're pissed one day because there's another guy named MVP who took their top spot. So they're like, we got to get that top spot back. So they keep doing that. And then one day they're at the arcade and they find out there's a competition.
$50,000!
Wow.
Yo, more than most people in America's salary.
Yeah.
Yearly salary.
Yeah. They're just giving it away for tippity-tappity on the floor on the game.
Tippity-tappity on the button arrow.
Yeah.
So she then decides, okay, I'm going to do this competition to get with my boyfriend. But simultaneously, Jacob Elordi has a hot, cool, sophisticated British lady and like maybe thinks he's cheating on her. Okay, that sucks. Then meanwhile, there's a hot new student, Marco.
Oh, yeah.
Who he's hot and through like a hilarious.
He's got fluttery eyelashes. He plays guitar.
His eyelashes are beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And they have kind of an enemies to lover thing going on and they're flirting. And then Lee breaks his ankle. So now.
Fakes it.
Fakes breaking his ankle.
Marco has to fill in for the competition.
He fakes breaking his ankle in order to usher his brother's girlfriend into the arms of another man.
So that he can spend time with his new girlfriend.
Because
jealous of Elle.
Because they're spending too much time together, Lee and Elle. And
they're best friends.
So then Marco, are you still with me, fam?
Please, guys, stay with us. Yeah.
Marco. And Elle are training for the Dance Dance Revolution competition to win $50,000.
We find out he's MVP.
He's the guy that's taking the top spot.
Yep.
And through doing Dance Dance Revolution, they start to fall in love.
Dun, dun,
and now Elle is caught between Jacob Elordi and Marco.
Yeah.
What will she do?
And Harvard and Santa Barbara University.
This is Kissing Booth 2.
Oh, my God.
I
feel like people were on Joey King's head for like that. People, I saw a lot of people being mean to on her physical. Like
she is gorgeous.
Yeah, people were calling her ugly. And I was like, okay. Or like confused why these two men would be going after Joey King. And I was like, that's rude. That's disrespectful. Yeah. I'm playing a character, but I still look like this.
Yeah.
And then for two, Yeah, no, they would fight over Joey King. Are you? She's adorable. Yeah. She looks great.
She's herself.
My favorite video on the internet is her Oscars glam bot. Mm. Do you know the thing? Like, it's like the slow mo pushing
the guy
every
with
time.
The long hair.
Yeah. And hers, she's like smiling, but you can't see her teeth, and her hair is all in her face. It looks like she like has dentures. It's really so unfortunate, and someone so beautiful to look so bad in a video. Really wonderful stuff, and it made me so deeply endeared to her.
Aww. Yeah,
I just was like, I will ride for you, Joey King, to the end of the earth. And then she was in the act. The act.
Fucking sensational actress.
And
fantastic.
Gypsy Rose, who's I learned so much about against my will in the news cycle, said that Joey King, she wouldn't choose Joey King to play her.
Oh my God.
Get out of my face.
Get fucked.
You wanted Millie Bobby Brown, and I'm like, what are you, but Joey King.
I feel like Gypsy Rose was saying that because she was a fan of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Like, she likes Stranger Things, and she was just like, okay.
Where do you guys want to start?
At the middle, I guess, because I feel like, but man, I don't know, man. Like, the relationship between her and Lee is always so weird to me because he always gets so mad at her for some reason, and I'm like, it's nice to see them like bounce around and all of this stuff, and that's beautiful, but he's just as toxic as his brother, in my opinion.
Ooh, because he's a lying little shithead.
Yeah, because he's just as toxic because he's lying, and then also because he keeps on having so much control over her future. And that feels
like
really weird.
You have to go where I go. We have to be together all the time.
Yeah. And then I also can't tell you that I want to hang out with my girlfriend alone.
I think Elle is toxic in this movie.
Oh.
What?
So she is livid with Jacob Elordi for, one, being at college. The first thing she sees is that the friends are all going out and a girl walks in the room.
Yeah.
And Elle is like, what? You can't be friends with a woman. Meanwhile, this bitch is hanging out. Her best friend is a guy. She's doing dance lessons for hours at a time with this dude.
I do think it was really cute that Jacob Elordi wanted a friendship like her and his younger brother.
That's the best reveal.
Why he was friends with her. I was like, that's.
I do have to put a pin in your thingy. Not a pin. Let me re-say that. I do have to cut down your thing to say that when you are in high school.
Yeah. And you see an older woman.
You see an older hot girl. Yeah. You don't have the frontal lobe development to say, I'm secure.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get
but
at.
But that's the toxic relationship.
She's not toxic, she's young and dumb and jealous. And looking up the Instagram, stalking the girl, like that's something we are all fucking guilty of. And I think what made this movie cute and what I had a good time, I was in the group chat like, you're fucking, the second act of this movie was amazing. It was left and right drama, monologues. Yeah. Oh my God. It
messy,
was
messy,
messy. Messy, messy is that it is the perfect encapsulation of preteen, like a fantasy. Uh-huh. Because it's not teenager, because teenagers are too cool. It's literally like the preteen where it's just angelic enough. It's got the DDR, you know, the sweet, like, maybe they made love scene. Like, we don't know. Like, did they have sex? They fucked, right? But they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't
explicitly.
She's like, I'm going to turn you into my own personal jungle gym.
Which, like, goddamn, like, if I ain't going to say
check,
that
please.
Line.
Check, yeah. Please. Oh, but, like, I'll have what she's having.
Its naivety is almost what makes this so sweet and doable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a, as you said, a preteen's vision of what being in high school and being in love feels like.
Yeah.
And I'm a real sucker for the Dream Daddy Simulator type movies.
Mm. Absolutely.
I loved the, like, I played a couple dating simulators when I was a wee lad.
Yep.
And they're intoxicating. The idea of you're new in school and, oh, there's this person and this person and who are you going to flirt with? And you go down the decision tree and now it's delightful.
Great.
That's fun.
You never played the dating Sims?
No.
Well, there's one. There's a Sims game that is just dating.
I played Roller Coaster Tycoon, and that's it.
All right, fuck yeah.
Marco is, look, if you are going to, if you're gonna go up against Jacob Elordi,
yeah, that's the kid to do it. That's the kid. I would say neck and neck, man.
He's beautiful. Yeah.
I think that the only reason why Jacob Elordi edges him out in culture is because he looks like he'll fight everybody,
and he's so goddamn tall that he's got the shrug shoulders of an anime character.
There it is. Yeah, yeah.
That's 100% what it is.
Taylor Zakar Perez.
Yeah,
I just want to put some respect on his name. You mentioned his fluttery eyelashes.
Yeah.
Or maybe I just was thinking about him.
Yeah. No. I definitely mentioned them for sure. He's
so pretty.
Yeah, he has
beautiful eyes.
Yeah,
he has beautiful eyes.
You have beautiful eyes.
You have beautiful eyelashes.
Thank you so much.
You ain't nothing close to a Marco.
I'm not. Ah. And it's because it stands out so much more against his skin tone, which is like very, you know, fair.
Okay,
sure.
Well, if anyone ever gets close to you, they'll see.
They'll see. I'm sure.
You have like a fucking D curl, bitch. It's a G curl.
A full G.
It's a term. Yeah, the girlies who get their eyelashes done know.
So I and also, you're watching this movie, and you can't blame Joey King.
No.
She's falling in love with Marco. Can I tell you what I wrote down? Because you just said, girl. I wrote, this girl's mad that her man is hanging out with other girls. Meanwhile, she's riding a Ferris wheel and sitting on the beach with hottie Marco. Girl. And then as I'm writing that, I wrote G-U-R-L-L-L-L-L, all caps. And then I wrote, he just busted out the acoustic guitar on the beach. Girl.
Yeah.
Like, I am swooning.
Yeah. When did he have it?
No, it
just came out of thin air, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I thought I was tripping.
Honestly, my pussy dried up. At that moment.
Yeah, no, pull out an acoustic guitar at any point in time.
No, but here's why it worked. Because I thought the same thing. I thought, girl, you just as guilty as him.
Yeah.
The story did a good job of saying when she's with Marco, she's talking about Jacob Elordi. She's like on the beach, but she's telling him about her problems with her man. And like she's slow dancing with him because she misses her boyfriend. Like in a way, they did a good job of going enemies, enemies to friends, to lovers.
But Jacob Elordi's character does not
get the same grace.
He doesn't get the same grace, and he also doesn't get the same, like, he doesn't hear that conversation.
If you were to
investigate a little bit, it would be the same thing. He'd be witnessing the same situation.
He's a reformed fuckboy, remember?
Mm.
Okay.
This is him in his old ways. And she's got the evidence of having a girl in your room cheating.
Earring under the bed.
The way my heart sank, because every girl who's been through it knows what it's like to find somebody else's shit in your man's room and just be like, fucking explain this.
Yeah.
If in a movie you're going to get me to root against a relationship with Jacob Elordi, I think this movie did about as good as a job as a movie could do.
You don't deserve it.
It got me to believe in their love in Marco. I was rooting for them. I'm going to tell you honestly. Rooting for them over Elordi.
I kind of was too, not going to lie. I really thought Jacob's character cheated and he was fucking leading her on.
Based off of everything that we know about the franchise, I was like, oh, that I don't think that he did.
But when she said to Marco, yeah, there's something between us, but you're not the one.
Hurtful.
My heart sank.
That poor guy.
Can I tell you, by the way?
Because I was like, where's season three?
There is a third episode. I am so stoked.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To get home and watch it?
Because, well, I'm going to wait until we do it as an episode because I don't hate myself that much. but there's the ending.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm jumping right to the ending.
That's a good ending.
The four of them are hanging out. One of Marco's friends goes, buddy, get over it. She's not worth it. And Marco walks away and Marco says, yeah, she is.
So good. So
chills.
Good. So good.
Full body.
So good.
Wait, chills. That's the ending you're talking about?
Yeah.
I'm talking about when she got into Harvard and Berkeley.
Yeah, smart ass.
The reveal.
When
she said waitlisted and then they were both on opposing sides, I was like, oh, she got into both.
Okay, well, we're not all fucking genius.
No, that's not what I'm fucking saying. I'm just looking at the fact that she's a liar.
Everyone in this movie is a liar.
Yeah.
Jacob Elordi, lying about having a girl in his life and being super close and girl sleeping
lied
with
about
house.
Going out with the fellas.
Yes. L, lying about Marco to her boyfriend. Lee, lying to his girlfriend about telling Elle that he can't hang out with her. Lee lying to his best friend saying, I said that I told Elle she can't hang out with us anymore. That's a lie. Elle lying to Lee about what college she wants to go to. This is a room full of liars.
Yeah. Everybody's lying. Everybody's lying. And I don't love how nice their house is. Can I just say that?
It's upsetting.
It's distracting.
The Thanksgiving scene was my favorite scene. I was biting my toenails.
That is a good... I'm sorry, you said you were clipping your toenails?
Biting
your toenails.
I wish, honestly, I think, you know, audio, YouTube, however you want to watch us, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
I would suggest going to watch Kelsey's face because she said it and then immediately went, the fuck was that?
What did I just say? Because that doesn't make any sense.
That's not right.
That's wrong. I was biting my toenails. Whoops.
I think I was trying to say, like, I was on my toes, but I was biting my nails. I was biting my toenails.
I was biting my toenails. Yeah, just synapses cross.
Sorry, fully. Y'all. It's late.
So yeah. this is Marco, or no. Elle and Jacob Elordi are like basically broken up. He brings his posh British girl
because
best friend.
He saw her kiss Marco at the end of the.
That happened already?
Yeah, yes. It just happened.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
So you think,
it's
what you
juicy.
Think happened is that Elordi brought
British
girl.
Yeah, by the way, Rainey,
yeah,
by
like,
the
I'm
way,
gonna watch this.
Elle and Marco after the DDR competition in front of the DDR, we'll talk about the DDR
he
competition.
He came in, Jacob Elordi's character came in early.
To support her. Came home early for Thanksgiving from Harvard, watches them smooch on the stage. And not just a smooch where the dance is over.
Yeah.
And she grabs him.
Yeah. That was the other good reveal. But you think Jacob Elordi brings home the hot
British girl.
There's
so much to talk about. This is going to be our first 4-hour episode.
Because
I'm taking my shoes off.
I need to get comfy.
He's jealous because of the kiss. But then you find out later down the line, the British girl reveals that he really brought her home for Thanksgiving because he wanted her and Elle to become better friends.
Yeah. By the way, though, if I'm Jacob Elordi and I watch my girlfriend smooch someone on stage that passionately, that is like... You are in a hole that you need to work very hard to make it up to prove to me that was
But you know what the best revenge is? Fucking bringing your hot ass British girl pal to around her the next day. That's the worst thing you could do. A girl that you know she's jealous about. That's some girl shit. Jacob Elordi be doing some girl shit.
Jacob Elordi be doing some girl shit. It's very funny seeing Jacob Elordi in this because again, this is the middle of his ascendance.
Yeah.
Like, and
this is after season one of Euphoria, right?
Uh huh.
They didn't know what to do with his hair in this film. I'll say it.
Yeah, they're just like, your hair is brown now.
It's moppy. You have a mop with a blonde streak in the middle.
Yeah, sure. Who cares?
Maybe it's red in some scenes. We don't know.
We don't care.
Most of his scenes are filmed over Zoom, and I mean that like it's just him at a laptop, and he like couldn't have been on set that long.
No,
but. They have one scene where he and Marco almost get into a fight. I'm now purely performing to Rainey.
Yeah, you've been talking at her.
They almost get into a fight, and it's like Marco goes like, "Hey, congrats to your brother," and he's like, "The fuck you say to me?"
Yeah,
he's like, "I just said congrats. What I can't say to you is like, I know what you're actually saying. So say it to my face." Like it's like intense.
Wait, why are you saying congrats?
Nate Jacobs came out
because he became a fucking homecoming king.
Yeah, homecoming queen.
Why would he say congrats to your brother to the guy he's never met before?
Exactly, because he's like, I love your girl.
Yeah,
and so that means
but
I hate you.
I would say that Marco, like he was ready.
He was threatening him.
Instigating.
Yeah,
Marco's got a bigger dick, right?
Obviously.
Wait. So what did Elle say when? Was she like, oh, that was nothing to Jacob?
She was like, oh, shit, you're Jacob Elordi.
No, it's because he leaves. He storms out of the competition. She tries texting him, calling him. He's not picking up. The next day is Thanksgiving. And her family goes over to their families. And she's like, well, it's fine. I'll just talk to him tomorrow. She walks in. She sees Lee. Lee's like, I'm fucking mad at you because I found your Harvard paperwork. And she's like, oh, what? She goes to Rachel. And Rachel's like, fuck you, bitch. You
Lee's
fucking
girlfriend.
Cunt. And so then he's like, okay, well, finally, at least I'll get to talk to Jacob Elordi. Opens the door. Jacob Elordi walks in with
truly supermodel. If I met someone like her in college, I'd be like, you're too put together.
Yeah.
You are not a child.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off. I need to meet you in
5 years.
Honestly, when she was there for someone who went to Harvard, I was like, oh, this actually makes sense.
Yeah.
You are the type of personable personable character and with somebody who has Riz that can get into Harvard and then succeed outside of it in like a political field.
It was
field,
almost like Jacob Elordi
so
didn't
so
belong
forth.
At Harvard. You're like, what? That guy didn't belong there.
Right. But then you look at the Winklevoss twins or whatever in, yeah. but in The Social Network, not in.
Yeah.
I just brought up Armie Hammer. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
I just kept watching him and remembering Saltburn and then conflating them and assuming he was from a really rich family and that's yeah. how he got into Harvard, which he kind of is from a really rich family.
He's from a rich family.
But it's you have that, we were talking about that scene with Marco and watching like Elordi do the Nate Jacobs from Euphoria.
Yeah.
But in a Netflix teen comedy, like the way that they didn't know how to film him. So like you're watching like, oh, this is a man who can act and bring out this like deep darkness. Like it is a really beautifully acted scene shot horrendously.
in the most
contrast, bright, saturated.
They cut to a close-up of his fist going, oh, why I oughta.
It wasn't even the side of, like, where you see a fist. You just see, like, it's from the front of the fist.
Yeah. It's
and
the
so
Arthur
you just
meme.
See it turn, yeah, it's not the Arthur meme. It's not Arthur meme. You want Arthur meme.
Yeah.
You'd rather Arthur meme. You're seeing a man... It's the wrong side.
But everyone in that moment saw Nate Jacobs.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa!
It's Nate Jacobs.
That guy.
There he is.
Yeah.
He's out.
I knew he was in there.
I don't know when we did the first one and where Elordi was on his path, but I just for a moment, the man is a phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
And
he's very good.
Obviously, he's beautiful and he is baby girl and we love to look at him.
Yeah.
But it is like he has such a raw potential as an actor, and then you can see the pain in his eyes being in this franchise.
Yeah, so
he was past his superstardom, and he's like, I gotta go back for two.
Is he? In
I'm
three?
Sorry, they contracted me for three of them.
Is he in the third one?
Yeah,
that's incredible. They must have paid him a fat.
No, I think they locked him into
a
contract.
They locked him into a contract for sure.
And he went fuck.
Yeah, and I think he just went back for like the minimum amount of time that was allotted. You know, like he's like, I have other things to do. And so you only get me for five hours a day, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to be working child labor laws.
Yeah,
you can only film with me half a day.
Exactly. I need to go back to school.
I can't wait to watch three.
The third. I know. I kind of wanted like, I like hated watching this movie and now I'm so in.
Yeah. I'm into the journey of their life because I... It's the same effect, and please come at me for this in the comments. It's the same effect as the end of Infinity War, where Thanos wins and snaps them to death, and half of the world. So I mean, spoilers for a movie that's been out for a long time.
Yeah, now
but
you're safe.
Half of the world dies, or half of the universe dies, and it just goes to credits, and it's quiet as fuck. And you're just like, oh, shit, goddamn, I can't believe that we're ending this on a fucking cliffhanger. Wow, you don't see that in movies.
Uh-uh.
You don't see movies confidently say, there's going to be another one.
You're going to be back, bitch.
You're going to be back. It doesn't even fucking matter.
Oh, you thought we were done with the kissing booth?
Yeah.
Oh, the booth has just begun to get kissed.
How are you gonna get a booth?
We gonna booth it. We'll never stop boothing.
Yeah,
you better believe we're gonna booth so hard. You're gonna want to booth all over.
She's gonna
the
make.
Place.
She's gonna make an app that creates kissing booths or some shit like that.
I just looked at the third trailer. I just looked at like the first 2 seconds.
We're in for a treat.
Oh,
yeah.
Let me just say two words. I have no idea if this is accurate. Summer. House.
Oh, yeah. Let's fucking go.
Locked in a room.
I have no idea if that's the plot.
I am dying to talk about the Dance Dance Revolution competition.
Please, okay. God.
Because, I would also love to talk about it because as soon as they walk in, it is filled to the brim in the forum size place.
The competition is filmed. This is a bigger audience than American Idol.
It is a big, yes.
The pyrotechnics.
They are nonstop. The entire time they are doing DDR on a stage,
and
fire.
So there used to be this thing, the Overwatch League, and it is, you know, a very popular league, an esports gaming league at that time. And they would have games and you go to one, and it's about a crowd of like 200 people. Nothing like impressive. And it's like, that's like sizable. It's impressive. That's amazing. And of course, it's streamed online, and so you get to see how many more are actually like just sitting at a table. That's like one of the bigger ones. Overwatch is one of the bigger esports, it was at a time. For you to make me believe that everybody and their mom in Los Angeles County wanted to fill out a stadium for Dance Dance Revolution.
Multiple bleacher layers.
Yeah.
Multiple bleacher levels of theater seating.
They rented out the Forum.
This is like Dane Cook in his prime.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck. What a reference.
This is
Vicious Circle Dane Cook.
No, stop giving him any credit.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't know why that's the name that came to mind. Yeah. So the pomp and circumstance around the DDR is confusing.
Yeah.
I'm also going to go ahead and say the DDR is confusing
because
they don't just enter in a Dance Dance Revolution competition.
They no, they do not.
They enter in the freestyle competition. So you may be wondering, why is that confusing? Let me go ahead and explain. So Dance Dance Revolution, if you're unfamiliar, is a game with a stomp pad up, down, left, right. Yeah. And the little arrows fall down and you need to stomp in rhythm. You stomp on the left when it says left. You stomp on the top when it says top. Same thing as Guitar Hero, but instead of a guitar, it's your feet.
It's your feet. It's on the floor.
You stomp. We all get it. We know how the game works.
Yep.
There is no freestyle in this game.
It's the subtle moments in between the stomps,
Zachary.
What
are you fucking...
No. No. Because there are no stomps, Kelsey. Nobody stomps. They are just fucking having so you think you can dance level dances.
What about when he does a back handspring and touches two hands to arrows at the same time?
He's just jumping onto the platform.
This is a dance competition that for some reason they're insisting should be grounded in DDR. For why? I don't know. They begin. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They begin.
Oh, yeah.
With them on... L's on the bar.
I would also
and
like
he,
that.
Like, centrally, like... picks her up, turns her around, and then they start like fucking flamenco dance. And it's like, this is a video game competition.
Yeah.
What the fuck? He does a backflip.
I would also like to point out that the screen that the arrows are supposed to come on is black. It's off. There's nothing on the screen.
The green screen man forgot to key in that little game.
You get to watch them. When I tell you that this movie is a DDR, you watch them practice and play and perform, minimum of 8 scenes.
Oh, yeah. And 30% of the movie.
And even 8, like, I'm trying to be realistic.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be like, they do it 40 times. You'd be like, okay, he's hyperbole. No, I think, like, 8 is an actual amount
of scenes. No, that is very true.
And that's too many DDR scenes.
They fucking love DDR, bro. And these men want nothing more than to fall in love with a DDR bitch.
Yeah,
those boys were jerking it at 13 years old to some girl that they were watching her tiggle bitties bounce doing DDR in the Santa Monica Pier, period.
They also, so every time you watch, of course, they don't want to do the same routine. So they're practicing, but nothing they practice makes it into the performance.
Because it's freestyle, baby!
And nothing in the performance is practiced. So in the final bit, Marco does a fucking backflip.
Full backflip.
A full backflip onto a DDR machine, which would break it.
Yeah.
Or your hands.
Or you would break you. But they don't. He never practices that, because if you pull that shit at an arcade, you are getting thrown the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then Joey comes and does a fucking cyclone twist into a fucking, what's that movie, Ghost?
Oh,
where
he lifts her up. Yeah. Oh, no.
Dirty Dancing.
And fucking lifts her above his head and then spins her, basket tosses her on a DDR machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's really tremendous stuff. It also, I'm surprised that you didn't, I thought this is where you were going to go at first.
Oh.
It is so evidently ripped off from Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
The scene of Knives and Scott playing DDR, it's like a really cute bonding. They watched that and said, what if we did that?
But like as a
so many
like
more
as
times.
A competition.
We Netflix-ified
like as a full comp, like that would be sick.
And we film it. We film it worse.
Crazy. Yeah.
But then we'll put like video game graphics on the screen.
Yeah. And then when they actually need to do it, we won't put it on the screen at all.
Y'all are making fun of it. I was biting my toenails, y'all. I knew a kiss was coming in the shook I shocked when it was Joey that kissed Marco.
She pulled him in.
I was done. That was the moment when I texted the group chat. I hate it when Zach and I are fighting because the second half of this movie is the mess. Perfection.
It's the mess.
What was her excuse going to be though? Like, is she's going to Thanksgiving? Is she going to be like
never? She never explains it.
Yeah,
her and Jacob Elordi finally get their big running to each other in the airport montage moment, he goes
literally in an airport.
Yeah, he goes. I knew you. I didn't care that you kissed him. I didn't care.
He says that?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He's just like, I just wanted to know that I'm the one. Or
no, he
like
goes,
that.
I don't care that you kissed him. I just need to know, do you love him?
Yeah.
And she's like, please listen to me now and believe this. I don't know what she says. He was never the, you were always the one.
I will always love you, Nate Jacobs.
Not when Marco's hanging around trying to touch me.
Lee and Rachel. I want to give them a moment because Lee's the goofy best friend, little wacky.
Got hot this summer.
Got hot over the summer.
He grew up this summer.
Lee and Rachel said, we are going to act with a capital ACT. We may be seen as the goofy sidekicks from the first movie, but whenever we have scenes together, I will be crying.
Yeah.
I will be giving drama.
Fighting. Falling in love.
It will be 0 to 60.
Rachel was like, I'm going to put this bitch on my reel. You know? That shit is going on my fucking reel. You better suck this TikTok. It's going on there.
Sorry, you call this movie Kissing Booth 2 because I'm calling it Rachel's Reel Getting Hired.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
She's like, that was in. She was acting her ass off.
Acting their asses off, and it is really good acting, but also such an intense tonal shift.
Such a shift.
Every time
they're both on the screen.
And my butt tense.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no.
What's happening here?
She's about to yell at him again.
Full tears in his eyes. Yeah. I'm like, Rachel. Yeah.
You're going to tell her, right? You told her, I can't be with you if you don't give up your best friendship, which I thought that was pretty toxic.
Yeah, and she had that same conversation with him like 3 times.
Yeah.
I agree, but here's where I'm going to say, Lee is a bad boyfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
He didn't want to step aside. He should have just stepped aside a couple of times or just been like, hey, I need to hang out with.
Are we forgetting Halloween?
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh, when she showed up as a marshmallow.
That
was
and
so
then,
funny.
Because
they were supposed to be s'mores.
They're supposed to be s'mores. They're supposed to have a couple's costume.
A 3-person couple's costume. Him, his girlfriend, his best friend. They were going to be the graham crackers, and she was going to be the marshmallow in the middle.
Mm-hmm. And then they switched up to the Ghostbusters, forgot to tell her. And so she just showed up as a marshmallow.
But it still works.
Because the fucking marshmallow man.
I literally, when it happened, I was like,
It still works.
I literally go, watch this bitch. She's going to walk out of the car. She's going to be a marshmallow man. And she was. And so I did not get it.
I show up to a Halloween party and my boyfriend changed the Halloween costume with his best friend and didn't tell me. And I am dressed as a fucking marshmallow.
And
she didn't even
want to
be a fucking marshmallow.
Hi-ya!
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's the thing.
You were excusing this?
Not excusing it, but like either Lee needed to be like, I can't have a girlfriend right now. Or he needed to end one of the relationships. How's my hair look right now? I don't know what I just did
really
to my
good.
Ponytail.
Yeah. Never
looks
better.
Cool. Sick. Looks cool.
They also, by the way, their Ghostbuster costumes were sick.
They were very good.
That's not the point.
I like her with dark lipstick.
The crossing the streams was silly string.
Yeah, yeah, they come to the party in their Ghostbusters costumes and they go, and they silly string.
They're just
string.
Fun like, together. Yeah, I like their best friendship.
And this is actually one of the biggest things. I'm glad that we hit this. They are having a blast, specifically Joey King and Lee.
Yeah.
They are having the time of their life making this movie.
Of them being friends.
They're having
so
the time
cute.
Of their
I'm like,
life.
I believe it. They're either in love or they are best friends.
I ship them.
Ship them.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in store for me in 3 because right now we have this love triangle between Marco and Jacob Elordi, but like, move over, Lee.
Wait, do I have a fucking show for you, Zachary? It is on Prime Video called The Summer I Turned Pretty. And if you want a triangle between a brother, and a friend, you will be satiated.
Okay.
You will be
okay.
All right. That's a 3D. Okay.
I can't believe we haven't done that.
Maybe
the summer return break. It was good. I finished the whole thing unprompted.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Believe it.
Have
or
you
not.
Seen Mammals yet?
I've watched like 2 episodes.
Okay. All right.
Y'all ready for some fun facts?
Please
do it.
Give it to me.
So, as you may know from the last episode, or maybe you forget because it's been 2 years, Joey King and Jacob Elordi dated.
I forgot.
You didn't know this. That.
I got to Google images.
They broke up a year before this movie was shot.
Oh, we love Ouch. To hear it.
And but they're professionals. So some of the photos that are used of the two of them in the movie are real.
And wait, oh my God, this is so like core. Fucking in the bloopers. Did you watch the bloopers on the credits?
No.
There's a moment where Jacob Elordi is on screen and they're like about to start rolling and they're like, hey, who's playing music or like whose phone is on? And he's like, oh, sorry, I'm like getting into character. And he's watching a slideshow of him and pictures of Joey.
That's adorable.
Those are his real photos.
That man is an actor. He said, I may be in the kissing booth too, but I need to tap into some emotion.
Yeah.
Do you think it was a PR stunt though for the movie?
I don't think so. I think she's got Riz. I think she fucking, I think she pulled him.
Damn.
I'm just saying.
I fucking love it.
What's my girl's name that dated Chris Evans for a while? Comedian.
Marcel Lachelle. Jenny Slate.
Jenny Slate.
Oh, that I feel was like my Jenny
Slate. Jenny Slate has Riz pulls men.
Yeah. Okay. I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, fuck us because we maybe talked about Ellen. For 30 minutes throughout the show? Not her name.
Oh, God. I hope you get to the end of this episode and you're just like, oh, thank God they finally...
Ellen hate quit, raged quit the episode 5
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her name in the first movie is revealed to be Shelley.
Shelley.
Hold on. No, because the OMG girls, remember them?
Uh-huh.
They call her Ellen. And I was like, damn, they're using her government name. That's sass. But it was like, oh, L is short for Ellen.
Her real name is what? Shelly?
Shelly.
Shelly. L. Weird.
In the book, her name is Rochelle.
Fair enough. That tracks.
I don't know when this fact is from, but this is years ago. But when the first movie came out, Joey King had 600,000 followers. And afterwards, she had 11.6 million.
Damn.
Joey King risen up the whole world.
He's risen up the whole fucking world. This movie did blow up. I'm sorry. I apologize, Rainey. I definitely shot down your entire theory that this movie did well. But
I can't believe that what Kelsey just said is the next fun fact, that Jacob Elordi admitted that he would look at old pictures of him and Joey King in order to reminisce and then create that emotional feeling before filming certain scenes in the movie.
He loved her.
It's beautiful.
That's crazy. Riz. That man has so much ahead of him.
She broke up with him.
Probably.
She was just like, I can't do this anymore.
I watched some of Euphoria season 2. I didn't think the writing was up to par. We're breaking up.
Like, I think you're an okay actor.
So Joey King had shaved her head for the act.
So she was coming back with fucking the act energy.
And she was like, I am too grown for your kissing booth, like Netflix. Yeah.
Wait, that is an insane back-to-back.
I think that's
on the level of Spielberg doing Schindler's List and Jurassic Park in the same year. Yeah, that's crazy.
Pretty crazy.
What a whiplash.
Yeah, I fully believe that, and not in their acting ability, I believe that Joey King is closer to an Oscar caliber actor than Elordi is.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a bold statement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do think that he can become intense, and Saltburn already had like Oscar noms and all that stuff, but not
he was
him.
Really good in Priscilla.
Really good in Priscilla. But I think that she is still closer to me.
Interesting.
It was rumored that they split because Elordi landed the role of Nate on the show Euphoria, and his schedule was too packed to keep the relationship going, supposedly.
Oh. Well,
they were together for 2 years.
Wow. Damn. So they just had to call it off because they were too busy. Yeah. Anyway, I think that she's a phenomenal actress, and I think that she will eventually... she'll eventually, like, maybe in, like, her, when she grows
well, she's
out
already
of
an
the
Emmy
kissing
winner,
booth.
Right? Did she win for the actor? No, I don't know.
I think so. Or the act won for
Joey. Get on, come on the show, girl.
Come on the show,
Joey. Come
let's,
on,
let's
talk
about
up.
Your. Let's talk about your.
Let's talk about
abilities.
How charming you are. Well, because of the act, she wore a wig this whole movie.
Wow.
And I had no idea.
I believe it.
Final fun fact is that Joey King never auditioned to play Elle.
What
she quote. I remember when I read the script for The Kissing Booth, I called my reps and said, when can I audition? They said, oh, the part's already been offered.
Wow.
Wow.
Very cool.
You are Riz Queen. Okay.
She's rizzing people up. I'm
love
fucking
that.
Telling you.
Guys, for this next portion, I want to tell you that I was fully ready to come in here and call this movie guilty.
Yeah.
And then we started talking about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm alive.
It's so it's drama.
I'm so on board.
I'm yeah, I think that it encapsulates what college or I'm sorry, what high school drama was
feels
or like
yeah.
especially senior drama was mm-hmm. where it's just like, oh my God, my partner just went for left mm-hmm. to college. I don't know what I'm going to do. This feels weird. And then also, like this is where a lot of movies and shows end the relationship or end the movie and you're just supposed to wonder, well, what happened to them once he went for college or whatever? What's going to the long distance supposed to look like? Like even at the end of Superbad, I will consistently bring up Superbad. I don't give
as
a fuck.
You should.
But what's going to happen when we split up? Are we still going to remain friends? Are we still going to have a relationship? Or what's another one? Adventureland. What's going to happen when we leave this carnival? Are we still, and it just, the movie just ends. So for a movie to then continue that narrative and see what actually happens and actually tries to maintain the relationship itself, wait, I feel like it's bold, it's brave, it's beautiful.
I just am now realizing as you were describing that, this happened to me. My senior year of high school, my boyfriend of a year went to college far away. We were long distance and I had to like go visit him and like, be in high school one more year while he was already out in college.
It sucks.
And what happened?
We broke up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not for a little while. I went to 1 year of college, so we were together another year and change.
Okay.
But I do remember having to go visit him and being so grossed out by the showers. I was like, I will not ever step
it
foot
is like going
in
to
a dorm room shower ever again.
I want to tell you, the experience of watching this movie, it was like, it was a second screen experience. I was on my phone constantly.
Absolutely.
Every scene felt like it could have been the first scene of the movie.
Yeah.
Nothing happened scene to scene.
Yeah.
The logic was perplexing. It had a cliffhanger that made me beg to keep going.
Yeah.
And while I didn't enjoy watching it, I loved talking about it.
Yeah.
Guys, in summation, this was a Netflix movie.
Yeah, this is what it is.
That is Netflix
this
to
is
a T.
This is television, man. Like, I feel like this is what... Yeah, TV is,
right now,
and
yeah.
for them to do it and on a long form and just be like, oh, we're going to do 3 episodes of a very, very long television show or a very, very long episode or whatever. It like, that's just what it is. You leave it at a cliffhanger. You invite the audience to binge watch it or watch the next one. And I don't know, you just kind of leave it at that. Why not?
It made me wonder if they pushed off the movie for a year. Because 2017, when the first one came out, to 2020, the third. Like, maybe when they were broken up, they're like, I don't want to do it. And they had to wait for, like, the time of them to, like, be okay with filming again.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I give it a GP full out, full send. GP full send.
Yeah, full GP.
GP's in the air.
Full GP. That was insane how... it was
I
also.
I guess we're huge fans.
I think we're fans.
I can't wait. I can't wait to do episode 3.
Yeah, I'm very excited for Joey.
Can we
King's
do it next week?
Career.
Yeah, you were like, I don't hate myself that much. I was like, bitch, I'm watching this tonight.
Yeah,
I will be falling asleep to the sweet sweet sounds of Joey King.
You watched the other Princess Switch movies too, right?
Yeah, like my on my own accord. Yes. What's wrong with me? I don't know.
Yeah.
Gang, that's an episode. Do us a favor, rate, tell your friends, do all the stuff. We love you. I'm
love
at Corn Diddy on all the things.
Kelsey Dara on all the things.
I'm Gary Bernard on all the things.
And until next time, rule number 16, don't tell your best friend that you're marshmallow if you're not going to be marshmallow Ghostbuster
Facts.
Time.
Oh my God.